Hey Aleph, Ahmed Aleph, we are already really in the middle of a sugya. Let us just briefly has over what we had learned till now. The Gemara told a shayla, a shemeres yovam shemeso, and there are two yoshim, the yovam yarshins, let us say according to Rashi, Yashin's the monim or sayim, Yershei ha'ov Yashin, the Nichsei Meluk, the Nichsei Tzayim Basel is debatable. So the Gemara closes Shaila, who is Mechuyev to be Mekabaha? And Tosfos explained that the tzad, that the Yovam should be Mechuyev to be Mekabaha is because since we hold, that's Be'emes the Svar of Abaye, since we hold that as soon as the mace died, so Be'emes there's a Chiyuv Ksube, Minichse HaMace to the Yevomet. So that what the Yevom Yarshins the Mechosim of the mace, the pshat is, he is getting, all the money he is getting is really not from the mace. The chelik of the ksube that is meshubit to the isha, and zbolo yedei mises hameis, so it's keilu, she took this chelik and she put it back in the Nichsei Hameis, that the Yovam is Yashining, so we consider Ki'ilu, he was Zoiche money from her. So this is equivalent to Anadin, that the Halacha is, whoever gets the Nadin is Chayiv Bekvuroso. That is the Sfora of Abaye. And Rabbi Ben Zaraya from Mishneh, the Gemara brings the Raif Mabaraisa, that the Chiyav Kfure is Mutal on the Yershe Abau, which is the Yovam. So Omar Rove, let us just say the Loshon of Rove. Omar Rove, so Rove asked Akasha to Abaye, why are you considering that the Yovam is Yashening the Mona Umosayim from the Shemeres Yovam, from the Yevomet. The Leimo, let the Yovam Taina Och Ani Yerish, that I have a direct Yerusha from the Och, from the Meis, and Ishtoi Ein Ani Koivel. And it's not, I'm not mechuyev to be mekava his wife. And Rashi said the kasha was the mosayim v'tois v'shekos of lo'ochi einen yoyrish oiso el lo'ochi. I'm not yashning from her, I'm yashning my brother. In Poshet we will see that Rava holds that lo nitna ksuba ligveis mechayim, that means kol zman, she's a shemeres yovam, there as yet was not chalachiv ksuba. So he's not getting the money mosayim from her, he's getting everything from the brother. She lo nitna ksuba ligveis mechayim, so she was as yet not entitled to get a ksuba. So he's yashening, let's say, if the mace left over 1,000 zuz, so the yovam is yashening 1,000 zuz from the mace, and he is not at all yashening anything from the shemeres yovam. So that is why this, it's not mutal on him to be mekabah. Omarov avalei ma'och ani yoyrish ishtei ein ani koivel. Not Mechuyev to be Mekaba, his wife. Omalei Abaye Mishum Deboim Olov Mishnei Tzdodim. So Abaye told him, Memonavshech, Im Ochiv Yoirish, if you consider that you're Bemokim Ha'ach, that's Ki'ilu, the issues of the mace is Nishlam through you. We say the issues are Rishain is still Kayim. Therefore, there's no Chiyiv Ksuba, Lenitna Ksuba Ligveis Michaim. It's considered that the Chiyiv Ksuba wasn't Chal yet. The issues of the mace is being Nimshach through you. So if the issues of the mace is still Kayim through you, so all the chiyuve issues which were mutal on the och, so since you're a hamshoche, a continuation of the issues ach, so you should be mechuyev to be mekabel his wife. Im einei koi veres ishtoi, and if you'll say that no, the brother died before she was nifta, so on him it's not mutalachiv. She's not my wife. So memele, if you're looking it in that vein that the brother died before she died, so we're saying that that issues was nifsak already. Is he think subosa? So he died. So that Ishus was nim. So after he dies, this chalachiv ksubet tahar. So then it's considered that the yovam is zoiche the ksubet from the shemeres yovam. Let us just see Taisvis. I think the third Taisvis we didn't learn yet. Mishim deboim olav mishnei tzadim. Im ochiv yoyresh yikber es ishte kleima. In Bosa Loima She'eina Yerish Klum Mimeno. If you're saying that the Yovam is not getting anything from her, Ela Me'ochiv. So you're saying, in other words, that there was no Chiv Ksubes yet. So Memela, I'm not getting, so she as yet is not entitled to Ksubes, so I'm not getting anything from her. Im Kain, Boila Meima. So it's just like there's no chiyuv ksubeh, so it's like the brother is still alive. You're a continuation of the Eishes Hameis. So the leibosi lidei givui, that means the ksubeh did not come to zman gviyah. This man, Gvias Ksuba, did not come. The Eishes Hameis is still intact. So Memele, so therefore this man, Givui Ksuba, did not come. Is Yikber Es Ishtai. So if this Eishes is still Kayim, Kloy Meyachshev Legamri Ki Ilu Hu Chai, V'Yikber Ishtai K'maisha Yehu Koivro. And if you're saying that he died, oh, if he died, so there's a chiyuv ksuba, so then it's boli de givui. So she's entitled to the ksuba, so then you're not getting the ksuba from your brother, you're getting from him. The money is coming from her, not from him. Lefizeh, so Tosfos says, if that is the cheshbon, is dafke benofle min anesuim. But then we have to say, if the kasha, the first half of the kasha is that if the issues is kayim, so you have the brother's chiyuvim, so we have to say that it's speaking about shanoflamin and the suim, then the brother is a chiyuv of kvura. V'meinei koiva, the leichoshiv kilo habal chai, he is saying, no, it's not, don't take it literally, ki'ilu the baal is chai. Him came bosoli de givui. So he died. Now, the minute he died, so then she's entitled to a ksube. V'yiten lo ksubosu, so give her the ksube. That was Abaye's Taina Terovim. Omale. So now let's get back to the Gemara, and this is what we were up to yesterday. Omale, Ochi Kamina. Och Ani Yerish. I'm Yarshening from my brother. Es Ishtoi Einani Koiva. I'm not Mechuyev to be Mekabe, his wife. Wasn't mutal on him to be Mekaba, or he died before her misa. I'm not mechuyev to be Mekaba, his wife. Ve'im yishum ksube, I'm yashening the ksube. So, since I'm yashening her ksube, I'm not taking over his chiyuvim. It's not considered kilo och hadayin chai. So therefore, ishtei enani koiva. So if the ishes was nifsak, so why don't we consider ki ilu the ksuba was boli de gibui? I need na ksuba ligveis michaim. Calls man. The yovam is alive. So, there's no chiyuv ksube. The chiyuv ksube is, l'chshetinosi titlik sibosech, when there'll be a locha that you're permitted to get married, then you get a ksube. And kozman, I'm alive, so there's no din kshetinosi. So memele, so the vow, she's not entitled to get a ksube. So it's not considered, I'm yashning from her the ksube. Now Rashi says, Ligvis mechaim kozman shabal chai v'ani b'mokim bal oimid shayisim mitzapa l'kainso. But it seems, but I'm just like, there's no chiv as ishte any kaiva. I'm not mechuyiv to mekava his wife since he died before she died. There's no chiyuv ksube. So the Gemara says, man shametle de islay medrish ksube. Now this shtik teira of Rove, that Rove is tining, there's no chiyuv ksube, because we darshan the loshen of the ksube. We darshan lichshetinosi, titlik sibosayer, and Hashemeres Yovam is not a b'china of tinosi. Beishamai, v'sheminu lo le beishamai, domri shtahoy med ligvois kegovi domi. So the Gemara is asking Akash and Rove, that Yehoshtik Teire, that is no chiyev ksube, and therefore, he's not yashning anything from the Shemeres Yovam, is only according to Beis Shammai, who darshans Medrash Ksube. And according to Beis Shammai, there's another problem. Beis Shammai holds Shtar Ha'oimed Ligvois Kigovui Domi. So, Tzicha should be considered that he yashened from her the Ksube. That is the Gemara's Kasha. That means, Yehoshtik Teire is according to Beis Shammai, and according to Beis Shammai, we should consider that he's yashning from Hodek Subit. So you can't tie the Ochani Yoirish. Let us see Rashi. Man Shammatle, the Islam Medrish Ksube. Shedoirish Loshen Haksube. That darshens the loshen of the ksube, shekosuv bo lichshetinosi la'acher titli ma shekosuv lichhi. He darshens this loshen that the zman gvias haksube is when tinosi la'acher. The midno daikes loinitno ksuba ligves mechayim do eine yechayla linos lach yehoshtik teira that is no chiyev ksuba to her as yet, even though her husband died, is because the chiyev ksuba is only chal l'chshiti nasi lacha, when you're capable of getting married. And the shemeres yavam, who is not capable to get married as yet, till she'll get chalitza, or till he'll be miyavam and give her a get. So there's no chiyav ksubit tahashi, she doesn't have a schus kviya. So memele, it's not considered that you're getting the ksuba from her, you're getting it from your brother. So beishamai. So this diktoire stems with beishamai. Bivomes pepei keisha shaholcha. The kamri beishamai, now there in Yevomes we're speaking about Shailas follows, that Isha comes and says, Meis Bailey. So the din is she's permitted to get married. Shemiguni Kilabor Rabbonon, that we believe her. And she's permitted to get married. But now there's another Shaila. What will be with the Ksuba? Will she get a Ksuba also? So Beisilul held, a Ksuba is a different parsha. Shemiguni Kilabor Rabbonon, that we believe her, that she's permitted to get married, but alachishbainis. But when it comes to the ksuba, it's a shaila over here in Dinei Momonos. Does she have a right to the ksuba? Doesn't she have a right to the ksuba? This is, does have nothing to do with shemigun. See, here we need an amonus of to aid them over here. To be mevara that the husband is really dead. For Momonos, we need a birov to aid. And Beishamai tainer and Beisilu v'aloi misefa ksuba nilmat. You can't split the hair. L'chshetinosi la'acha titli ma'ashekosav l'chi. Listen, it says in the ksuba, when you're permitted to get married, we'll pay you the ksuba. V'hoyo v'nisei salpi atzmo. Since she's permitted to get married, Shabo va'omro meis baili, Aksubo sagoi val piyatzmo. So memele, this is automatic already. The minute she's permitted to get married, she's entitled to a ksube. You can't think twice when it comes to a ksube, maybe he's alive. Alive or dead, she's permitted to get married. So lemaise, so automatically she hears a chiyuv ksuba. That is beishamai shtikteira. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara is asking an rove, so yehoh shtikteira is a libid de beishamai. But so memele, if you're going according to beishamai, so yehoh shtikteira becomes bottle. Because Beishamai holds v'shaminu lula Beishamai da'omri shtar ho'imed ligvois kegovidom. Beishamai holds shtar ho'imed ligvois kegovidom. Idisna. We learned a Mishnah, meisu baleim ad shalei shosu. An Isha was a saite. There was kinu yistire. So like this, the halach is, where we bring her to the Beis HaMikdash and she shows her the Mayim HaMorerim. They will have a birur. Was she Mizana? Wasn't she Mizana? Meisu Baleim Atshalei Shosa. But what happens if the husband died before she was Shosa? And we'll see. So you can't be Mashka now. It says, Vehevi ha'ish es ishtoi alakoyim. The halacha of shtiya saita is dafke if the husband is alive. So now we have we're in a predicament. There's no birur of ashkoa saita. So what happens with the ksuba? She's tining that I never was mezana. So mamela you owe me a ksuba. She wants to eat man from the ocean, the ksuba. Beishamai aimrim neitas ksuba v'loi shayse. So Beishamai said, she takes the ksuba. She's not shayse because the husband's dead. Beisilul aimrim oi shayseis oi loi neitles ksuba. Either she drinks, and if she'll drink, we'll have a birur. If she comes out alive, that she wasn't mizane. Oi loy nightless ksube. Or if she doesn't drink, she won't get a ksube. We don't have a biru. So the Gemara asks on Beis Hillel, oi shaisais. That means there's an alternative that she drinks. Vehevi ha'ish es ishtoi alakoyin amarachmona veleke. She can't be shaisa. So the Gemara says, no, we have to say pshat and Beis Hillel. Mitoich, you can only get a ksube if you drink. Mitoich shaloi shaisais. And since she can't drink, le nightless ksube. But let's go back to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai aimrim neitleis ksube veloishaisis, even though she's unable to drink. I do not have a birul mitoich shtiyosa if she was mizana or not. She still takes a ksube. So the Gemara asks, v'amai sveikahu, how can she take a ksube from the yisayimim sofik zanoi, sofik loy zanoi? The kosi sofik o meitzim midevadai, the yoshim azichem murzokim in the nechosim. And now, you're saying that she takes a ksube. How can you be meitzi the ksube from the yoshim? It's a sofik if there's a chiv ksube to her. So the gvar answers, kasavri beisham, eishtar hoi med ligvois ki govidom. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "V'shaminu lo Beis Shammai shemi sheyesh loy shtar choyv al chaveroi, hu murzik benichsei haloy veyesa mimenu." The one who has a shtar choyv is a greater murzik than the loyv himself. The one who holds the shtar is considered a murzik benichsei haloyv. Ki gavui domi, v'anachosim b'chesko so, hilkach minoko yore. So now this is the Gemara's kasha. We'll see if Beis Shammai holds shtar ha'imed ligvois ki gavui domi, and therefore by soite they say, it's not pshat ein sofik moitzi midei vadai, fakert, you have to take away from me, I have a shtar ksube. Shtar ha'oimed ligvois ki govidom is ha'aim ha'murzik in the ksube. Now you're saying things changed. I was mizane, and now it's a kubinish ksube. You have to prove it, not me. I'm ha'murzik in the ksube. That is the svar of Beis Shammai. But ha'negei alonu, Rashi is saying. So we're asking, Rove, you said a beautiful shtik teire. I'm not yarshening the Isha, because sekumta nishkan ksube, because kshetinosi la'achel, she's not permitted to get married, so I'm not yarshening her. So the Gemara asks, but Beis Shammai, your whole shtik teure is based on shitas Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai od shtar ha'imed ligbois ki govidomi, so it's considered that she was already govid ksube. So al kolchoch, when the brother dies, you're getting the ksube from her. Because Beis Shammai od shtar ha'imed ligbois ki govidomi. So that is what Rashi says, v'anechosim b'ches koso. So the nechosim are b'ches koso with your shtik teire. You're going according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds that she that has a shtar ksube, she's murzik in the nechosim. So me mele hilkach minoko yores. So he's yashning from her the ksube. So yashning from her the ksube. So me mele. So that's why he's mechuyev to be mekabah. That's the Gemara's kasha on Rove. Now, l'davoini, I don't understand the kasha. L'chayre, naniach, that everything is true, that the whole shtik teire of Rove is only according to Beis Shammai, that is doirish medrish ksube. So since he holds like Beis Shammai in this din, so he has to hold like Beis Shammai in the loch of shtar midligvis ki govidomi, And these are two different, is one shaila epis dependent on the other shaila? These are two distinct machloikesin. Are you deirish medrash ksuba? Are you not deirish medrash ksuba? So good, Pesham holds you are deirish medrash ksuba. And Rav holds we paskin like Beishamai. Could be Beisilu was made to Beishamai. Fine. So let's not go into that problem. The Rav paskin like Beishamai. Fine. We do dash and medrash ksuba. So you're asking a beautiful kasha. So memele the after the mises habal, it's not yet this man givui because sefelten tinosilacha. Fine. So the Gemara says, but there's another fact over here which you're completely overlooking. But shtaroi medligvish, the Gemara means afilu michayim, she's called a murzik in the ksube. So if she's a murzik in the ksube, so Akoch is getting it from her. So I don't understand. I mean, the Rav is to hold like all, whatever Beishamai holds, if he holds in this idol like Beishamai and Medrash Ksuba, yes, to hold in the Loch of Shtar HaMedligvis also like Beishamai. That I don't understand. Al Koponim, the Gemara is asking this on Rav. Now we're going to explain what the machlekes b'shami silu is by sight. The meisa baleim, akol hanoshim shabaylam koi shekinulam baleim benisteru plehispik lash koi som ad shemeis. So v'loy shoy sois debinen v'hevi eishes ishtoi. So the gemara is on b'shama itzofik zanoi b'hefsida ksube. And you as a sofik if you have a schus kviyas ksube. So that's the Gemara's kasha on Rove. So this kasha is, so you can't say, als the locha of shtahoy med ligbois ki govoy domi. So al kochoch, we have to consider that she was goyve de ksube, and the yovam is yashting from her de ksube. So male is a chiyev kvur on the yovam. Zok de gemore, va beinen kshe tinose la'ach etit li ma she kosov l'chi v'leke. So l'chayre, Rav is answering, your kash is not shver. This man gvius ksube wasn't chal yet. This man gvius ksube wasn't chal. So if it wasn't chal, so you can't say kilu govso v'notloso. This man gvius who is not here. You're bringing a raya from the Mishnah in Saita. They're speaking about that the husband died. The husband died, so there is a, this man gvius ksube came about. Now we're calling, who's called a murzik in the ksube? Ishtarhoi medligvois kigovidomi. But that's after he died. But before the husband died, before there's a tinosi la'acher, so there's no, nothing what to talk about. You can't consider kilo govso, not loso, virziroso. But beine lich tinosi. Al porich. Moses came before. Save herksuba nigvis michayim. Shenuch alavi olav mishnei tzadim. You say if, and then if there's a chiyuv ksuba, v'bein and there's no chiyuv ksuba. That was Rav's time. So Rav is coming with a tain, he doesn't understand this halacha. He doesn't understand the halacha that is a chiyuv kvur on the yovam. He did not yashin anything from the shemeres yovam. Omar Ravashi yovam nami ka'achadomi. So Rashi says, yovim nami ka'achadomi. וכיוון שתירוסו מיסס הבעל אינוסי ליובום מאויסי שו זוכסו בנכוסם. So Ravashi said, your whole shtek teire, Rav, and should it is wrong. Buldashin kshetinosi la'acher. That means if the minute the Mise shavs a het on the suin, is a schus kviyas ksube. So what are you asking? Yevom le'shuk, there's no het on the suin. That's not true. The Mise Sabal creates a het on the suin to the Yevom. Before Kozman, the Baal was alive, she was also to the Yavam, the Misa made Tinosi Lach, Yavam Kachadami. So your Medrash Ksube, which you were building your whole Yesod, that is Man Gvias Ksube did not come yet, so we can consider that the Yavam is Yashning the Ksuba from her, and Shuldik, this man Gvis Ksuba came, Bemises Habal. There's already a Kshetinasi Lacha. The Yavam Kachadami. Let us see Taisvis. Man Shamat Lai de Israel Medrish Ksuba, Be Shamai. Ula beisilu, the last lo medrash ksube, nitna ksube ligvois mechaim. So Taisvus is saying, according to beisilu, who does not arshe medrash ksube, in a chanami, according to beisilu, Rove has no taina whatsoever. Va'av al gav de eino goiva ksubosa koidem chalitze. Even though Bepoyo, we won't give her the Ksube, a Bolinian Zanita Ligve, Shiela Kvura, Tachas Ksube, but it's considered Keilu Govso, and Berziroso. Later, Rabbi Keveger says as for, Dachsme brings to the Shitim Kebet, says, really, this man Gvias Ksube is as soon as her husband died. But if we'll give her the ksuba then, and then the yavam will be miyabim her, the yavam is not mechuyev to give her a ksuba. The ksuba is al nichsei by lorish, and so if she'll have the ksuba ready, so be kal be'ein of loitzio. So therefore, sekumte the ksuba, but you keep it in the house. Let it be together, b'sha'al nichsei ha'meis, so this will be a deterrent that the Yavan should give you again. Fine. Aba al kaponim, this is sufficient, legabi the chiyiv kvura, we rechen keilu. Aba linyin zeh, nitna ligvay shielo kvura, tachas ksubeth, consider that you already was zeichen the ksube, and it was put back together with sha'al nichsei ha'meis. Vim taimat aises wa besil nam isle medrash ksube, bechazru lohiris ke beishamai, ke dama bepekish shalom, lel soy perik nara perashti, fas kodesh mait mozidoshi besil medrash ksube. Yeah. Vishaminu lulu beishamai, da omri shtal oimid ligvais ke govi domi. So the Gemara asked a kashe an Rove, you're going only according to Beishamai, Beishamai ol Chtarai Miligvis Kegovidomi. Avol Gavdol Baye Lesley de Chegovidomi. So what are you asking on Rov? Because the Mashma Bachelet, the poet Lerov, me the novel by his Ola, Baal Oviv, Beksube, Moide de Chegovidomi, Mishumchine. I mean, other Chtaras could be Islav Kegovidomi. But by Ksube Mishumchine, that the women should have an interest to get married, we said that it's Kigovidomi. Kidama Hosam, Inami Bosa de Shama Mirove Sova, they say Kigovidomi. So, if Kigovidomi, so we're asking Akasha and Rove, so even according to Bei Shammai, the halacha should be that the Yavam should be chayv bekfure because it's kegovidomi. Shoy sois, now that we had a Mishnah, it says that according to Beis Hillel, a soite, if the husband died, it shoy sois, and she's not going with the ksube. Oy shoises, oy loynaitlis ksube. So the Gemara shoises behavior ish mashma de besay the Mishnah garsinin oy shoises. The loyke my shoyekosuv shom besvarim loy shoises. In our Mishnayis it says that she's not shoise. So it's good. So it seems the girsa was oy shoise. So our Gemara asks, how could it be shoises for heavy ishes ishtai? So the Gemara says, no, we have to say pshat, it means, that since she can't be shoise, mitayr shalois, the only way she got a ksuba if she'd be shoise, and since she can't be shoise. So Taisus v'tayma, dosa mikem milsa v'lai porich lo klal. L'chayre, the Gemara should have be mefalpul and mesech the soita, what's the pshat oy shoises? The gemon ksuba should be mefalpul. Vabeina lech shetinosi lacha, matzino leforish. Now, Rava is answering now. Vabein lech shetinosi lacha, matzino lemeime, the porich lebei shamai. Then hey, the isle lebei shamai, shtaroi meligbeis ki govidomi, you're right. Shtal miskagovi domi, mi linyin ze mahani medrish ksuba lech shetinosi la'achad le'yoiv lo kvura. But the medrish ksuba accomplishes that you should not be mechuyev to be mekabaho. Midi dahava arusa. Just like every arusa, the afal gav the chagovi domi, Ein lo kvure, the Masha wants to say. That means, I'll prove it to you. Every Yarusa says, so if she dies first, let there be a chiyuv kvura on the husband because he yashin the ksube. But the teretz says, I got news for you. Since she died first, there never was a chiyuv ksube. Because you need, in order to be a chiyuv ksube, tinosi lacha. So the Gemara answers, this is Lochay Rabbi Yisteretz, Yovam Nami Ka'achadomi, V'yavi Garsinen Ella Va'osi Shaper. So the Buddha said, Ella Yovam Ka'achadomi, says, very good, taste is so. Rove is still asking, is Kash, Shtaoi, Medligvois will not help over here, since we dashim edrish ksubi nitinosi lacha, just like an arusa is not chayiv bekvure because there's no tinosi lacha, there's no ksubi. This is not yashing a ksubi first, so the same thing over here, there's no tinosi lacha. So the Gemara said, Elo would have been very good, Elo, Maravashi, the kasha doesn't hang so on because yovam kachadam. Have also shepherd. The hot debate missionary delel. But also I time and nami lebeisilu. So now umotzi doshi shepherd medrash shuvet to kivin tachacha dami choshev kilo gopsa v'chziraloi hoyo vehi tzas bas kviyah. So a mele, so could be so also darshins medrash ksube. This is considered a ktsas bas gviyeh. A ktsas bas gviyeh because yom ka'achadami. Inami motzi lemeima de lebeisilu porich. The Gemara means to ask, I feel according to myself, the less look, kigovidomi. They don't know kigovidomi. Afal gav. The salke daitach, the less look, medrish ksube. They don't know kigovi. The Gemara is asking, means Rav is saying, I feel according to base hillel, who don't dash medrish ksube, al koponim, also, we should consider that, she wasn't, she wasn't goyved the ksuba. Mikomok and Por Shapa. The Hashta Mahosan be above Mesloy Boy Besilo Medrash Ksubik de Ligvois. Elamavsti Lok Subik, Koshkinochid Yeshlo Lahavsi Ksubik, Aide Medrash Sheyemra Besilo Shatapsi. So, Rove is saying, Rove comes as a kasha according to Besilo. That means that Rav is asking, not pshat, Beis Hillel doesn't darshan medrash ksuba. We don't read the ksuba the way it's written in the ksuba. Beis Hillel holds that to read the ksuba, to be medayik the ksuba in such a way that she should get the ksuba, in the case of by Umra Meis Bali, we don't make such diyukim that she lahokel that she should get the ksuba. But leidach gise, over here we'll say the opposite. Kedei that she shouldn't get the ksuba, we'll zicha make a diyuk l'kshetinasi. That means Beis Hillel never said you don't read what it says. He means lahokel to give the isha schusim. You can't make the yukim from the ksuba to give her. So memele. So if she said meis baile, she doesn't get a ksuba. But leidach gise, if she's a shemeres yovam, then we will darshin medrash ksuba that she shouldn't that she shouldn't get a ksuba lachamises baile. Period. Okay, now let's go further. Zuck the Gemara. Bekitza, we're up to a machloikis between Rove and Abayim. Rove tainid that a shemeres yovam is a lav bas gvias ksube because the ksube is only this man gvias aksubis kshetinosi la'acher. A shemeres yovam was not permitted to get married is a lav bas gvias ksube. That's what Rove held. And Abaye went with Rabashi. No, it's a yovam ka'acher dami. So she's considered a bas gvias ksuba. That's the yesod hamachlekes. Sholach le rove la abaye biyad rav shmaye bar zeira. Let us see Rashi. Sholach le rove la abaye la ache sheishivu al shelosai. That means rove had asked a kasha, let the yovam say that I'm yashting my brother. I'm not yashting anything from her, because like nitna ksuba ligvais michayim. And Abaye answered, I wish to disagree with you. Is nitna ksuba ligvais bechayei hayovim, because yovim kachadomi. The Omar and Abaye said, nitna ksuba shivom ligvais michayim shal yovim, because yovim kachadomi. So after Abaye answered this to Rove, so sholach le Rove biyad Rav Shmaya hu oyo shliach b'tshuvizu. So the Shita Mekabetzis explains that the first sichsuch between Abaye and Rove, they were not together in the Beis Medrash. No, Abaye had sent Rav Shmaya. That means Rove was tining, he doesn't understand why the Yovan Meschayev Bekvure. Rove tined, Leima Ochani Yoirish, and Rove was tining, Leinit Neksuba Ligves Mechayim, so whatever I'm getting from my brother, not from her. That was Rove's tining. So Abaye sent him a teretz through Rav Shmaye. He sent him a teretz that, no, I got news for you. It's not ksuba ligves mechayim by a yavame because yavam kachadami. So Rav Shmaya came to Rav and told him Abaye's teretz. So Abaye said, "Is that so?" So he sent back Rav Shmaya to Abaye and he says, "If this is so, I have a kasha." So this Rav Shmaya was in the middle, he was bringing the Tainus Ahin and Sarik from Abaya to Rava, from Rava to Abaya. So Rava said, Uminitna Ksuba Ligvais Michaim. You're telling me, Ayesod, that as soon as the maize dies, even though she's not permitted to get married, this Chal Achiv Ksuba to the Yevomer. Aleshu Akashe. Vosanya, Rabbi Abba Oimer. Now, Sha'alti es Sumches. Rabbi Abba said, I asked a Shaila of Sumches. Now let us just see, there's a small star. Hach Tanohu Rav. Nikra Bishmoi, Rabbi Abba. This is an Oruch. The Oruch says this Rabbi Abba who asked Sumchis Ashayla was Rav. It was called Rabbi Abba. But this is Rav. And in the Shita Mekibetz, it says something else from the Oruch, that Rav lived 300 years. And so Rav was in the times of the Tanoim, he was in the times of Adam Eloim, of Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. That's what we say, Rav Tanu Apolik. Listen, if you're 300 years old, he wasn't the Zman of the Tanoim also. He has Sumchis. He was Bisman Sumchis. So this is Rav. Okay. Re'abe, v'asanyi v'lointa b'raise, Rabbi Abba Oimer, sha'alte ye Sumchis, ha'roitze she'yimker b'nichsei ochiv, keitzat hu'oise. If a person wants to sell his brother's nechosim, the yavam wants to sell the brother's nechosim, what should he do? Now, Rashi explained this, I just would like to give a shtikal akdoma so we'll understand what the shaila is. The halacha is that if a person is miyabim, yavameh, he doesn't give a ksube. The ksube is al nichsei bay la rishin. That means whatever the yevoma yarshin, whatever the brother left over, she gets a ksube from those nechosim. That means he's taking over the issues of the mace. He doesn't have to give his own ksube. The brother's nechosim are meshubed for the ksube. Fine. Now, that's one halacha. Halacha number two is, since this is so, Chazal made a very interesting takone for the isha. The takone is like this. All the time when a woman gets married to her husband, so he's mechuyev to give her a ksube. Now, we'll ask a shayla, what'll be if he sells his nechosim? He has a kalk and he'll sell the kalk. So it's no problem. So it's difficult for the mom for lekuches. So he's going to buy more kalk. Chazal never made a takone that a husband can sell his kalkois. And what's with haksubet? Listen, he'll buy them. But it'll be with Aksube. He'll buy other kakois. It means it's not ekvelt. So Chazal never said that a Baal can sell his kalke. And the woman is not a rachmonis. He'll buy more kakois. So Mamele, we can be assured that some of them will be kalke for which she'll be able to be goyver the ksuba if the necessity arises. That is dafke by a husband. A yavome is very unique. The yavom, he's not giving a ksuba. I didn't marry you. I'm not machayev a ksuba. The ksuba is what? Nichsei by lo harishin. That means whatever the previous husband had, this will be for your ksuba. So then things start looking very bleak. So she only has a mokim to be goyve the ksube, these nechosim, what her, previous husband left over. We don't have new resources. That means, let's say, he's going to sell these nechosim. So then she's in hot water to go to Lekuchis. That's already a big geschäft. He'll sell the nechosim, and then she'll need a ksuba. It could be very difficult for her. So Chazal made a takone. You can't, the nichsei hameis, he left of your ksuba of 200 zuz, yayashin 2,000 zuz. You can't touch anything from the nichsei hameis. This is meyuchet for a ksuba. This is meshubet for a ksuba. In Kozman, she's not goyve the ksuba. You can't touch these nechosim. That was a takone. That she should feel secure, that she knows al kaponim whatever her husband left over is kaviyah v'kaima. It's here. If the necessity will arise, she has from where to be goyve the ksuba. That was a takone. Fine. But now, Rababe es sumches, but that's when look at it on her side. Very good, the Chazal made a takone for her. But what, he wants to sell there's nechosim which is worth a lot of money, he'd love to sell it, he needs money, and his hands are tied. So is there an eitzah, what can he do to avoid the freeze that Chazal put on him? Is there any eitzah what he can do? Rababi Omer, Sha'alti Esumches, Horeitze Sheyimker Benichse Ochiv, Keitza Tuwais. He wants to sell these Nechosim, there's a freeze from Chazal. What can he do to avoid this freeze? So Sumches told them like this. We'll see this Al Eitze with a get, which we'll soon mention. But in Kayin Hu, which then the Eitzah does not apply to Kayin, we'll see. So then he has no Eitzah. The only Eitzah is Yaseh Sude V'Yefayis. If you can't do anything without her Rotzen, you have to be Mefayis. So make a big Sude for her, Namishta Yayin, and then you go and you kneel on your knees and say, you know, and hope for the best. And if she's Maskim, no, you want to sell it, sell it. Fine, you bring to aid them. She said you're allowed to sell it. Finished. Then we won't talk about it again. That's one eitzah. That's if he's a kohen. In kohenu yaseh suda v'yefayis. Let us see Rashi before we go a little further. Umi nitna ksuba yavama ligveis michaim diyolam. Rav is asking on what Abaye said, Abaye shtektoira, that nitna ksuba ligveis michaim, is that true? Rababa said, she wants to have an eitzah shimke benichse yochiv, la'acha shekonas es yevimtoi. It was kindness to yavama. V'amoron la'el kol nechosa v'achoyim l'ksibos. So we learned that all the nechosa v'achoyim l'ksibos, he can't sell any of the nechosa. So what does he do? He wants to sell. Is there any eitzah? So some chesed said like this, im koin hu shim yegashen l'yucha l'achzire. There's no eitzah of giving her a get, because she can't remarry her. Yaseh lo sude yofe. Make a good sude, lefatoise b'mishtei hayayin, and then you have to be mefatoho, v'yifayis emenu shetitele reshus limker esoide v'akdei ksubos. You have to get from her an agreement, she's maskim, she's in a good mood, you can sell it, no problem. No, as long as you got that out of her, finished. Then you can sell. That's one way. That's if you're a kohen. In Yisrael who, but if he's a Yisrael, so then he doesn't have to make a suda. He can take things into his own hands. Megarish beget, he gives her a get. Now after he gives her a get, so now he gives her a get, here's the ksuba, finished. Now, the 10,000 zuz he yashin from the brother is finished already. Here's your ksube. Here's your ksube. So now we have 9,000 and 9,800 zuz left over. Fine. Baruch Hashem, I can sell the freezers off. You got your ksube. Now you can propose to her. Now let's get married again. Now we'll get married. But you got your ksube, and I have 9,800 zuz. And finished. We solved the problem. No problem. That's the way to do it. A kohen nebuch can't do this. But a Yisrael, he can take things in his own hands. So before the chen of Bene Gershon, he gives her a get, and for practical purposes, they're living very happily together. So Mamela Sulzicha want to marry him again. So, but it was worthwhile. It was a worthwhile venture what he did by giving a get. Now I can sell all the nechosim. Mishraelu megarish beget v'yachsem. Now, so we'll see Rashi soon. So Badrova asked, okay, but that's a little, it's something. He gave a get. It's a little, no, what does one do for money? But Al Kaponim, it's not a get. It's also not as a shein ezach. So Rove asked, he says, listen, I have a better etze. Visalke daiton, nitna ksuba ligvais michaim. If you say that nitna ksuba ligvais michaim, so Lamaise, so let him go, let him sit down to her, with her, not by a party, but let's talk brass tacks. Niyachid lo shir ksube. So he says like this, listen, the ksube, sekumte the ksube. Abai said sekumte ra ksube. As soon as your husband died, sekumte ra ksube. So memele, so here, he takes 200 zuz. This is your ksube. Let this be a mashkin. I'm giving this as a mashkin for your ksube. I'm paying up the ksube. Fakert. I'm not giving it to you because shloite kalabain of loitzios. I don't fakert. Well, give it back to me, but your ksube is paid up. This is a mashkin. You're entitled to a ksube. I'll be miyachid you 200 zuz for the ksube. I'm a mele, so this is already a mashkin for your ksube. So now I'm not, so if you got already a mashkin for your ksube, so then the freeze falls off already. So I'm a mele, I mean, you ready? Was kilu govs of ichzira. Fashal isbin. And he'll sell the rest. So Rove is the kasha tabaya, if you're so right. You can't do such a thing. There's no chiyuv ksuba yet. What are we giving a mashkin? Now what? And when? But you're telling me there is a chiyuv ksuba. Need a ksuba ligvis mechaim. So let him be miyached this money for a ksuba for her. And this is yours, Rebetzin. And finished. It's a mashkin. This is a mashkin for the ksuba. I'm giving it to you. And then, you got it ready, your ksube, and the free should go off, ashal is, but, is a raya, you're wrong! Elenit na ksube ligves mechaim. But, that was Rovis kashe to Abaye. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, ve'im Yisraelu, shemuta lahar zigrushosai. So then he doesn't have to make a party. Megar shebeget umagves ksuboso. Nizmagve de ksube. We'll see exactly what this means soon. Umoiche ma sheyirze. No, she's geget. Over with. Finished. Umoiche ma sheyirze. Then he starts going and he starts selling all the kakois that he yashin from the brother. She's geget. Umarzira. Almanaz ksuboso harishayne. Oyafilu rotza lachzira miyad meicher kozman sheyirza she'ein makeves milimke ele yevom alafishen ayovam koisem loksube Leikosavlo de kanoi ude konine. Bengsubos ala larishen, mshemochi, maakfe bekule, tilme mishtatfi hani de miyachedlo. Now, let's explain what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi said, and this is how the Shita Mekebetzes explains Rashi, and I have a stickle problem on this, but let me first say what the Shita says. The halacha is, let us, as we hear this halacha in the Mishnah, and the halacha is as follows. If a person, or a yavam, gives a get to his wife, and yet she was not goyve the ksuba. I owe you the ksuba here, if I can't, you have a right to be goyve the ksuba. She wasn't goyve the ksuba. Then they remarry. So the halach is, you don't have to write a new ksuba. If she wasn't as yet goyve the ksuba, we can use the old ksuba. The old ksuba that he owes her and she didn't take, this can be used for the second marriage. You don't have to write a new ksuba. That's one halach. You want to write in the ksuba? Oh no, but halachically, you don't have to write in the ksuba, we can use the first ksuba. It was never, the Shitim Betzer says later, if he paid already, so finished, so it's nothing but to talk about. But if you owe her a ksuba, and she wasn't going with the ksuba, now you're remarrying her, so that, so this chiyuv ksuba from the first ishus can be used for the second ishus. Now, so Shitim Mekebetzer says, Amoyre de Kezach. So Shitim Betzer says like this. Let's go backwards, and then, if he wants, he doesn't want to use the old ksuba. He's going to make a new ksuba. He wants to sell now the brothers nechosim, his hands were tied, he wants to sell the brothers nechosim. He gives her a get. I owe you ksuba from the brothers nechosim. Listen, I want to remarry you. And I'm going to give you a new ksuba, my money. I'm going to give you a ksuba now, my money. You can take that. We can take from your brothers, nechosim. And I want to remarry you. So, I'm giving you now the ksuba. My ksuba, there's no problem. I mean, you have nothing but to worry about by me. I'm a source of money. I'll purchase kakois. And she's masking. She got to get now to get remarried the same day. Now he starts selling all the karkois. And she can't have any time that you're selling the karka, because, listen, your whole time on the karka was, if you're going to be goyve the ksuba, me nichsei hameis, nichsei ha'och, so mamela, I wasn't allowed to touch it. You should be secure. Now your money the ksuba, that was the previous marriage. That ended, and you have a right to, and there was karka for you to take the ksuba. So that's finished. There's no freeze anymore. You can go and take the ksuba. I'm not mechuyev to freeze the nechosim forever. You could have gone and taken, there was karka there, b'shas to get, you could have taken the ksuba. There's no freeze anymore. I'm remarrying you. Now I'm gonna write a ksuba on my own nechosim and finished. So the same day we can get married and I'll sell all the nechosim because there's no shibud on me to make sure that these nechosim should remain because the new issues you're wanting from me the ksuba. If he doesn't want to be mechayev himself a new ksuba, which halachically he's not mechuyev to do, so he gives her a get. Now when he gives her a get, his intentions to marry her. Now, if he'll marry her right away, so then we use the previous ksuba. If we use the previous ksuba is on nichse by lohorishin. That means the previous ksuba was minichse by lohorishin. So if he's going to use the previous ksuba, so he's back to the same freeze again. And a ksuba and nichsei by lorishin, you're not allowed to sell. So if he wants to use the previous ksuba, so then before you remarry her, start selling the karkois. Now she's giget. Now you sell all the kakois, what you want to sell, and now you can remarry over the previous ksuba where we just took care of the brothers nechosim. We sold them. So that means, Sumche says there are two eitzes what he can do. Eitze number one, if he wants to use the previous ksuba, so give her a get and start getting rid of all the nechosim, then remarry her, and the ksuba is al nichsei baila horishayin. But we whittled down from the Nichsei Baal HaRishon, we sold a lot already, we left over enough for Haksub, and that's it, but my hands aren't tied anymore. And if you don't want to get rid of all the Nechosim right away, you want to wait till you get a good price for the Nechosim, so we mechayiv yourself Haksub, So then I'll kapon him. So on the new issues, there's no problem whatsoever. I wrote the kanoi, the osi danila mikni. So memela on the new issues, there's no freeze on the nechosin, and on the old issues, I mean, when I gave you a get, there was nechosin for you to mon from. Now let us see Rashi again. We'll see how this Rashi is saying this. Megar shebeget umagve es ksuboso, doesn't say vigoivo es ksuboso. Magve es ksuboso means he tells her you could be goive the ksuba. That means here's a get, you can be goive the ksuba. There's nichse balachish, you can be goive. You have a right to be goive the ksuba. What she does, that's her geshef. But already I told you to a karka to be goive the ksuba. Now, in the Kozman, there in the Matzav of Geget, he goes and sells whatever he wants to sell. Umachziro, and now he'll remarry her. Al-Amanas Ksuba Rishayne, with the first Ksuba. So the second marriage will be, you using the first Ksuba, which is again, Al nichsei baila horishayin, but he accomplished that before the second marriage, he took care of the nechosim he wanted to sell. Oi, if he doesn't want to do this, and that means like this, he's pressed for time, so to make some sales, he doesn't want to do this. Oi, afilu rotza lachzira miyad, he wants to remarry her right away. Moiche calls man sheyirtze. She can sell whatever he wants. She aiman akavas milimke el yevame. She can only prevent him from selling if she's a yevame. Vishen a yavam kaisev lo ksuba, because the yavam doesn't write her a ksuba. But like kaisev lo, the yavam did not write her the kanoi, the kanina. He doesn't write her the chosam I purchased, which I will purchase. Bank subos ala rishan. So therefore she could be ma'akev, because he is not guaranteeing her a ksuba, the yavam. So therefore she can put a freeze on all the nechosim of the mace. But so the Shittim Betzer says, but here we're speaking about he'll be mechayev himself on new ksuba. So memele, so then he can sell, then he can sell tachtav already, because the first ksuba, he's not remarrying her on the cheshbon of the first ksuba, because he married on the cheshbon of the first ksuba, so vaita, we're in the same boat. So the nichsei harishin cannot be sold. So therefore, but he makes a new ksuba. That is how the Shita says pshat and Rashi. L'davoini, I have a shekelich problem. The Shita says klol pshat, that if he's remarrying her with the cheshbon that would use the previous ksuba, so then the nechosim get back into the freeze. That means as soon as he remarries, so, and it's al nichsei baal harish, this is the old ksuba, so the nechosim get back into the freeze. Now, let us see the Mishnah on Daf Pei Amud Beis. Um, The Mishnah says, Gilsha, the last two lines of the Mishnah, Gilsha ein la elaksube, that means even though all the nechosim were achroim, that was still the Gerushin. He gives, the Yavam gives the Yavam aget, ein la elaksube. She only has nada ksube. So let us see what Rashi says in the Mishnah. Girsha liyevemtoi la'acha shekonsa. If he gave the yevome a get, after he was kainesa. Ein la elaksube. So then, abu kozman shaloi girsha oyekolan nechosa mishubodim lo. Veine rasho ilimker, he can't sell. But after he gave her the get, so now we're finished. Ain't like you just mandik suben finished. The other nechosim ados. Arei he kechol anoshim. This nan bepirkin de lekamon hamegaris es ishtoi verzira amenas ksuberi shaynar zira. Now, what does it say in the Mishnah? Ve'ein lo, ein lo ksube. Hirziro, arei kechol anoshim. So Rashi says it's speaking about, it's not be pilkin de lakam na megar sa shish te vzir manas ksube rishoin hirziro. Bigmor apoch lomili mashmine bi yavome. So Memele, it says, Gir Shein Lo L'Ksube. He gave her a get, now she only has the Ksube. Hechziro, he remarried her, Harei Hi Kechol Anoshim, that what? That she can use the Ksube Rishayna. Amenas Ksube Rishayna, Hechziro. Ve'ein Lo Elo Ksube Bilvat. And what does it say in the Mishnah? So it would seem that the second time around, the Nechosim are not frozen. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Girshe gives her a get, ein la laksube. So now that the Nechosim aren't frozen anymore, she only has the ksube, she wants the ksube finished. Hechziro, now the Yavam remarried her, that we can use the previous ksube. The Gemara's going to ask, why not? What is the difference? But the Mishnah feels nice, ve'ein la ela ksube bovat. So it would seem that the second time around, the freeze becomes bottle. And here the Shita Mekabet says, according to Rashi, and it would seem this from the Lashon of Rashi, that if we're going to be goyvim from the ksuba rishayna the second time around, so he has to make sure to sell it before he remarries her. So, basic nishna.